This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Parts of America's Northeast got the season's first dusting of natural snow this week. The region's skiing industry was not waiting for nature, as Shannon Mullen reports.
The largest ski area east of the Rocky Mountains is in western Maine. In the last 2 years, Sugarloaf Resort has spent almost $2 million on the latest snowmaking technology.
When you have your season stretching from mid-November until mid-May, your guests start to expect that from you no matter what the weather is.
Sugarloaf spokesman Ethan Austin says the resort spends another 5 to 10% of its winter operating budget on the energy to make snow.
It's a big number. It all depends on what the energy costs are at any given time, and those fluctuate on a daily basis.
Ski resorts have supplemented Mother Nature for decades, but today's snow guns make flakes more efficiently in warmer weather, and resorts claim it's harder to tell the difference from the real stuff. So now that's how they compete, says Greg Sweetser, head of the Ski Maine Association.
It has truly been an arms race of who can make the most snow with the least amount of dollars.
But sometimes even the best technology falls short.
Insulating yourself from the fluctuations of weather has become crucial over the last 5 years.
J.J. Toland is spokesman for Jay Peak Resort in northern Vermont, which recently built a 60,000-square-foot indoor water park.
We invented the weatherproof ski vacation, so to speak.
Now, if there's not enough snow, real or fake, skiers can pass the time surfing. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.